Thank you, Jean. How about a hand for Jean? Come on. Put on the headphones again, Jean, and that way you'll hear what I'm saying. And thank you, Jean, for... Are we on there? Thank you, Jean.
Okay. Yeah, welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much, and everybody enjoyed it. And
next time I come back, I'll sing songs for you instead of playing music.
Well, you're welcome to sing a song tonight, too, if you want to. Did you want to sing a song for us? Okay, we'd like to remind you that if you want to sing, Jean, you're welcome to. We're doing a special radio program over in the Blackthorn in East Durham. If you're in the neighborhood, please come in and see us. We were supposed to have a lot of entertainers from Ireland, but unfortunately, they're performing over in the Irish Center, or then a whole bunch of them are performing over in Leeds as well. So we were lucky enough that Bernadette McGowan, she's playing here tonight, so she was able to come in and talk to us and tell us about her CD. What are you going to sing for us, Jean?
I'll sing Lovely Little.
Oh. Well, okay. Take it away.
Enough of that, right?
Pull in the chair a little bit. This is the same number which he played on the accordion a minute ago for us. And off we go.
They have to be right up to it, okay.
No.
I turned the chair in a bit farther up. Huh? Pull the chair in because it won't come out here.
Okay.
There you go. Right there now.
Yeah, you got it. We need a lot of it.
This is live radio.
All right.
Is it okay? That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gene, who just played the accordion for us, is now going to sing a song for us. Go ahead.
Last night I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw La Helen's banks in the valleys down below. Well, it was my lovely little where the Shannon waters flow. I felt enchanted by the scene of grandeur and delight. I headed on for Carrick Town before the dark of night. I passed Seymour, that fairy hill where the flowers fine do grow. And I saw the grave of Finn McCool where the Shannon waters flow. The next did visit Fianna Town with its ancient abbey wall, where the preachings of its holy monks once echoed through her halls. I stood with reverence on the spot, reluctant for to go from the town of saints and sages where the Shannon waters flow. My eyes are dimmed and wet with tears, I must be dreaming still. I thought I saw those heroes who died on Selton Hill, for the fog is lifting from the scenes, and I am forced to go and leave that land so fair and grand where the Shannon waters flow. I've travelled far through many lands from the east unto the west, and of all the islands I have seen, I love my own the best. And if ever I return again, the first place I will go will be to lovely Leitrim where the Shannon waters flow. It will be to lovely Leitrim where the Shannon waters flow.
Thank you, Jean.
Yeah, welcome.
I heard a verse in there I never heard before.
What's that one?
I don't remember, but I never heard one. I've heard Lovely Dietrich, but I... Did you make that up yourself?
No, part of it, but not all of it.
No, there was one verse in there I had never heard before. That, of course, was made famous by Larry Cunningham, if I remember correctly.
Maybe it was the one about Selton Hill, no?
Yeah, I think that was the one. Yeah. I hadn't heard that verse before. Yeah. Well, thank you again, Gene. And
welcome.
You've contributed to the program very much tonight.
Thank you.
If we could get everybody else at your table up here now to sing or dance, we'd be all set. Can you go back there and encourage them to come up and...
Okay.
But thank you, Gene. How about a hand for Gene, folks? Come on. And that Tipperary woman over there never told me you could sing. She told me you could play the accordion all right.
Yeah, she sings too.
She sings too?
Yeah.
Oh yeah? Well, if she wants to, she's welcome. Was she on your band, Jean? Okay. Now, we're coming to you live from the Blackthorn in East Durham. And it's Irish Arts Week. Martin has joined us. You're tuned to radio station WGXE, 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Did I say that right? Joan? Did I say it right? Joan is always correcting me. I don't say it the right way. So, by the way, everybody who is here, how about a hand for Joan? This is Joan who you hear me talking about.
Right here.
Every Sunday night, she's on the computer there. She gets me this board, says all from Ireland. And last week when we were stuck for a song, she got it on the computer. And the week before when we were stuck for a song, she got it on the computer. I don't know much more about a computer other than to turn it on, but she knows a lot about it. So thank you, Joan.
And she also has her own show, too.
And she also has her own show right after mine on Sunday night. So, she even interviewed a couple of us there one night. She interviewed you, Martin, right?
Yes, she did. Absolutely.
She was looking for opinions about Father's Day, and she wanted an elderly version of Father's Day from you and the middle age from me.
Yes, you were middle aged, and we know that. You don't have any grey hair, really.
So I got an email from Ireland today wanting to know why I hadn't played a CD from some high school over in Clare.
I have.
Why haven't I played it?
Because I haven't given it to you.
I see. So the lady over there wants to know how come she hasn't heard it and you didn't give it to me yet.
I didn't give it to you yet, actually. And my wife just... I just picked my wife up from the airport. That's why I was late getting here.
Right.
And she just drove home. No, she says, you can go in there. She says, I'll go home.
Okay.
I told her there was nothing in the fridge.
And she still went home.
She still went home, so.
Right.
And the CDs are in the car, so.
Oh, okay.
But I have the Kilfenora here if you want to use it.
So you have one of the Kilfenora that we can go to next?
Yeah.
Any particular one that you...
No, you can take any one you like.
Well,
any one of them are good.
Yeah, but we played a few of them on Sunday night, so we don't want to...
All right, go down to the bottom then.
Sexton's Reels?
Yes, there
okay.
you go.
The very last one on it. And... As we mentioned on Sunday night, Martin was over in Ireland and almost exhausted himself dancing.
I also, that's quite true. I also forgot to mention that one of my sons went up to the Cliffs of Moher, went up to O'Brien's Tower, gave a ring to his fiancée, and he knelt down and did it in a very, very bad day up in the Cliffs of Moher, but now he's engaged. So
oh, yeah?
There you go.
Oh, where was she? Was she with them?
Oh, of course she was with
them. No, but you said you got the phone. I thought he was calling her on the phone.
No.
Oh, I see.
He brought her home.
Oh, I see. Okay. No, I thought you said he called her on the phone and proposed her.
No, she was with him.
She was with him.
And her name is Danielle Coletti. She's Italian.
Okay.
So we'll have a wedding probably next year sometime.
So how did she like Ireland?
Oh, she loved it. She fit in very nicely with them at home. We had a great, tremendous couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And the only man that made money was Cooney's Bar, the only bar in town.
Okay.
So, and there was a lot of us. There had to be 100 of us. Just family.
You only got one bar in the whole town?
One bar in the village. It's only a little village.
Wow. Not even as big as Bohola, which used to have 3 pubs in Bohola.
Well, once upon a time we used to have 2, but now there's only 1.
Yeah, even Bohola doesn't have 3 anymore either now.
There you go.
Only have 2. So we have the number set up there by the Kilfenora Kelly Band. And here it is. Back on again, coming to you live at the Blackthorn in East Durham. Special program we're putting on Irish Arts Week, and a lot of activity going on here. Have you been at?
Yes.
You've been at a lot of the things.
I have, yes, indeed. We've been here for the sessions and set dancing at the Shamrock House.
And I saw you.
Yes, well, I was there again last night and the night before.
Last night, so, you had it again?
Yes, of course.
Really? Oh, I thought it was only in the Weldon House.
It's up on Leeds. No, it was at the Weldon House last night.
Yeah. Where were you?
At the Weldon House.
I didn't see you.
After we left here.
I didn't see you.
Oh, after we left here.
Oh, my God. You mean there was more after I left?
There was. If you had been in here last night, Tony, there had to be 115 to 120 young people playing here last night.
Really?
Joni Madden and a couple of the teachers were up there. They start them off. They play it slow. And all these young little kids, I was 6 and 7, some of them were 7 or 8, with accordions and flutes. And they all join in. It was absolutely fabulous.
Oh, so they had like a big music session?
It's a session, yeah. That's what the teachers do. They teach during the day. And in the evening, then they'll go to the local bars, different places,
right.
Houses, and there's a couple of teachers there and a couple of teachers someplace else, a couple of teachers here, and all the students come then in the evening time.
Right.
And they after their classes, they come here in the evening and they play with the big boys. So it's really, really quite nice. And there was a huge crowd here last night.
Okay. And I was over in the Weldon House, and John Nolan and a whole bunch of them were over there.
Yes.
And they had quite a thing going on.
I was in for the last two sets, that's all.
Oh, okay. Well,
but John Nolan is one of the best. Like,
oh,
you know.
God, is he great. Yeah.
And All-Ireland champion, too.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll have to keep it traditional tonight, then.
The music I'm playing tonight is very traditional.
Okay.
We've only had one or two songs, any of the songs that were Shan Noah's type or,
sure.
or very
yeah.
Not too much music in them, and there certainly was no top 10 or top 20 stuff on. When I say that, I don't mean there was no country or anything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, okay.
So I've given Tom another CD there. And
you did hear from my niece Caroline then?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
She sent me over a request to be. I sent a request to be her friend. She didn't know who I was, so you told her who I was, and she wrote.
I did.
So
and I have 40 CDs that she gave me to see if I could sell them because they're building a wing on their school in Innes. So, but I told her I'd see what we could do. I brought them over anyway. So.
Right.
We'll announce that the next...
Well, you can mention it now.
We can, but I don't have the CD. It's called The Starlings, and it's all our school. They all play instruments, and they have the professional guys in. They play it slow, and then all the kids join in. So it's quite a nice CD, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing like the Kilfenora, but they'll all play for the Kilfenora sooner or later.
One or the other.
They will, yes.
That's their goal in life, right?
Sure it is.
It's like if you're from Kerry, you want to be a footballer, and
if you're from Clare,
you want to be a musician.
Well, that's a good way of putting it. That's a good analogy there.
Or if you're from Clare, you want to be on the Kilfenora Kelly band, right?
Oh, I would. If I had my life to do over, that's what I'd do. I'd play.
Yeah.
But
do you play any musical instruments?
Oh, I have a concertina that I do play a little bit, but it's not for public consumption.
Oh, I see.
It's not ready yet. Give me a couple of years, though.
Yeah. Do we have something? Any track? It doesn't matter. They're a good group.
Who are they?
I think this is the one you have over there, Danu.
The Danian?
No, Danu is the name of
it. Oh,
the
is it?
Yeah,
okay.
It's put out by Shanaki, and you know they don't put out too many bad ones. They don't put out too many bad ones from Shanaki. And they don't have the name of the musicians here, but there's about 2, 4, 7 of them in it. And I have played them before. It said they are the most exciting Irish traditional band to emerge internationally in the new millennium. Along with stunning instrumental works, they boast the gorgeous and moving singing of Kieran O'Gavan.
O'Gowan.
Folk band. No, it's not McGowan.
Okay.
G-A-L-B-H-A-I-N.
Oh, Galwan. That's
it. Galwan. Danu makes the most exciting and highly musical sound that stirs the blood and lifts the heart. How about that? So, whenever you're ready, let it go. Should be coming up any second now. There we go. You're tuned to radio station WGXC 90.7 FM and on the internet at www.wgxc. We're having this special program tonight because the Irish Arts Week is on in East Durham, and all the musicians and teachers are here from Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, Canada, and practically every state in the Union. Many of them just to learn, and some of them to perform, and others to teach. This week, a lot of other activity in Greene County. On Sunday evening, 300, Saturday or Sunday, I'm not sure which, this other man will tell you in a minute, 300 students arrived from one of the Midwestern states. Again, he'll tell you which one. And they are here fixing up houses for the local people, helping elderly, etc. And tell us who you are and what you represent.
My name is Mike Jones. Represent Reach Work Camps. We do 1 week long camps in the summer, and we're up here at Cairo Durham High School. We have actually 322 campers. They came from all over the place, from Texas to Pennsylvania, to North Carolina. They were all came in on Sunday. We've split them up, and they're out there working during the day on 25 homes, I believe.
Right.
Some wheelchair ramps, drywall painting, roofing, those kind of things.
Yeah, well, you're getting great coverage on the local paper. I see an article every day about it. Describe the kids to us, how they became involved or why they do it, or because I understand they got to pay to do this.
Yes, they do. They pay $399 each to come. They are part of Christian youth groups, mostly mainline denominations. They'll come as a youth group of two or three and one adult, two or three kids and one adult. And I think our largest group here is 60 students and probably about 10 adults on that one.
I see. Okay, well, I'm not sure where Joan is, but Joan, I believe, did an interview or two today with somebody else. I'm not sure if it was you or not. She did a couple of shows, or at least one show, on our station about this. I don't know where she is at the moment. So we're covering it. The station is covering it, and you're getting great write-ups on the paper.
Well, some good kids are doing some good stuff out there.
Right, and where are you going next? I think Johnson or Johnson City?
Yes, sir. In 2 weeks, they'll be up at Johnstown.
So will that be the same kids going to Johnson?
Same staff, but the students will be unique students to that camp.
Okay, so the students just go to one camp, and then that's it for the summer?
Correct.
Okay.
We have 8 camps total. We have another camp going on right now down in Peterstown, West Virginia.
Right.
And another 300 or so campers are down there and working on homes there.
Okay, so now what state are you from again?
I'm from Colorado.
Right.
That's where the organization is based out of.
Right, and are most of the kids from Colorado, or they're from everywhere?
Everywhere. Probably about a 300-mile radius of here, 350 miles. And then we do have some crazy ones that have come from Texas, drove for 3 days to get up here, some Carolinas.
Right. That almost reminds me of the radio station, Tom, when we had something over there in September, right? Yeah, we had them from everywhere. When this radio station is only on the air for 4 months right now, and they had a big organization or meeting or what have you in September, and people came from everywhere. I couldn't believe it. I was meeting people from Ohio and in Virginia, and they all came to spend a weekend helping getting the radio station on the air.
Oh, fantastic.
So it sounds a little like you guys. Well, we're glad to help. And is there anything else that people can do to help you, or is there anything the organization needs, or so on?
We're doing fine with that. They are welcome. I know I don't want to take away from the Irish concerts and things. But 7 to 8:30 in the evening, we have a program ourselves up at the Cairo Durham High School.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Not Irish music.
That's a tough time because all the Irish things start here at 7:30. So you're entertaining them too?
Well, kind of. There's dramas and sing-alongs.
Oh,
we're very Jesus-focused, and so it's Bible camp stuff.
Right. Okay. So maybe you can have them come down and listen to some of the Irish music.
Yes, I need to. I spent some time in Ireland back in 1979.
Oh, did you? Where were you?
All over the place, from County Cork to Belfast, kissed the Blarney Stone. I was up in Belfast and Dublin. I spent a couple of 3 weeks there.
And Johnny Cash said that there was 40 shades of green. Did you see all 40 of them?
I remember it being cold.
Oh, yeah.
the Irish mist was cold.
Well, a hot day in Ireland is 70. So, well, I thank you, and I hope we get the word out there. You can listen to this program on the internet tomorrow, and it'll be on there forever. So, you know, you can, when you get back home, you can tell them that you were on radio here.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Whatever we have set up next.
Thank you.
Had a nice instrumental number there, and as the evening goes on, more and more musicians are coming in, and it sounds like we may be here till 10 or 12 o'clock tonight, we don't know, but it's nice to see that some more musicians are coming in, and we have three guys here with us this evening. Good evening.
How are you, Tony?
Not bad at all. Tell us who you are and where you're from and who your friends are.
Well, Tony, my name is Padraig Ryn. I'm from Clare. This is Blackie O'Connell from Clare, and Pete Mancuso from Brooklyn.
County Brooklyn,
that's it.
Okay.
County Brooklyn.
I understand that you three guys here together are celebrating birthdays yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So how about singing happy birthday to them, everybody?
Happy birthday to Porrick and everybody. Happy birthday to Porrick and everybody. Happy birthday, Porrick and everybody.
And Blackie.
Happy birthday to you.
You too,
everybody.
That's it.
Okay, so now you guys are here for the Irish Arts Week, of course.
Correct, yeah. Can you hear Blackie do a bit of talking?
Okay.
Well.
Yeah, you can.
It's not all
on
me.
No, I don't talk.
Blackie does talk.
Okay.
He just looks pretty.
I can be heard.
Yeah. Tell us where you're from, Blackie.
I'm from Clare as well.
Okay. And what part of Clare?
I live in Ennis. My family come from Doolin, Liston, Verna, North Clare.
Okay.
The home of the music. Much more music up there now than there would be in, like, Lissy Casey. A lot more music. You know, a lot more real traditional music.
You mean there's jealousy among Clare people about who is the most musical?
No, I'm not jealous of him at all.
Basically, we don't need to talk about this.
Okay. It's a given. It's a given.
Okay. As a neutral person, I would say there's great music in both areas.
Yes. Clare is certainly known as...
Especially Lissy Casey.
Traditional...
Especially Lissy Casey.
I've been there.
We have many more harp players in Lissy Casey than in Doolin, so to me, that's a plus already.
Right, okay. Now...
We had Michael Russell. Ireland's whistling ambassador.
Okay. Now, tell us the instruments you have here.
What have you?
Well, I play the 38-key concertina.
Is there a 36 or a 37?
There is, yeah.
Okay.
We can do all the lot of numbers. We have the lot. Yeah, so
that's a little Irish humour, very little.
It's very common instrument in my parish,
right?
And the local area, we've had great famous players like Paddy Murphy, Gerald Hawke, Dipno Sullivan, Jack Talty, Hugh Healy, Padraig Ryn, Noel Hill. There's a few around.
Yeah, I've heard a few of them.
Yeah, so yeah, it's very common. They say in our area, you're born with a concertina in your hand.
Okay,
drives a lot of money.
So you had the concertina?
Yeah, and if I had the money, I'd keep playing music till it was all gone.
Okay, so have we said here what each of you do? You play the guitar,
yes,
I can say.
And I'm the piper.
You play the Ilan pipes. Okay.
Well,
a couple of weeks ago, we had somebody with the bagpipes on the show, and they said that was a world record. I don't think having the Ilan pipes on is a world record, but we're going to put you on. Are you guys ready? What are you going to play for us? Or have you thought about it?
That's a good question. We'll do a couple of jigs or something.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear.
We'll play it by ear, yeah.
Play it by beer.
That's pretty tough.
The first one is Munster Bacon, anyway.
Beer. That's pretty tough to play it by ear, isn't it?
Munster Bacon is number one.
Munster Bacon and... So we'll think of a couple of after it.
Okay.
We'll be all right.
The three-legged dog.
No fear of us.
The three-legged dog.
Wow. That's why we have an Irish Arts Week, right? Because this is what's going on all over East Durham.
That's right, yes.
Now, I was over at the Shamrock House the other night, and it must have been 10 or 12 guys outside playing. Just everybody got together and started playing. Is that what has been happening with you guys as well?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much the same as at home. We had to come all the way to America to meet all our friends and have a few tunes. Right. That's basically what happened.
Right. So you three guys now, you just created a group by yourselves, or you?
We did. We're touring as a band. The Three Ticks.
The Three Ticks.
Three Ticks. We're called.
So yeah. Where are you touring next?
Brooklyn.
Right now we're in Catskills. We're going to Brooklyn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Doing the Bronx Sunday.
Going to have a little weekend. Right.
Yeah.
We're in Doolin on Monday, and we're back in the Bronx on Tuesday.
Oh. Where's Doolin?
Clare.
The planes must be flying pretty fast if you're going to be doing that fast.
That's for
no,
sure.
We're just that good.
We're flying with the pipes.
Government chest. We've loads of money in Ireland.
Okay. I don't think so, based on some of the news I've heard recently. They're closing hospitals and everything all over the place.
They are, and we'll need them when we get home, so please open them again.
Right. Yes. See the guy who went on the bridge of Athlone over the train. Last Monday,
yeah.
And he stopped all the trains into the west of Ireland for about 4 hours. The trains come through Athlone for Castlereagh, Castlebar, and Galway, and the trains could not get through. It would have been, poetic justice if he fell down and they didn't have a hospital to bring him to.
Well, that's a good point.
A terrible thought.
They couldn't bring him to Roscommon anyway.
That's right. Yeah. Well, they didn't close him down until a week later. But
My sister
works in the hospital in Roscommon, so we're pretty well up on it.
Okay,
are you guys going to sing some more songs now, or play some more music?
We're going to do The New Policeman and The Man of the House in D and E minor.
Yeah. Now, the weird thing about some of those tunes is it's unbelievable what they call them.
I heard there's a great
name called the Pratie and the Gander's Hole. It's an unusual one.
I buried my wife and danced on her grave. It's my favourite.
And actually, I was told a great name of a tune the other day, and it's called Hold the Candle While I Shave the Chicken's Lip.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And there's The Cat's Ramble to the Child's Saucepan.
They're probably all Bobby Casey's.
D minor?
Chapter 2. 1, 2.
Up the Banner County is. They're down. They're all saying down there, right? Well, we're coming to you live on radio station WGXC 90.7 FM, and it's Irish Arts Week in New York. And we have with us the three
amigos.
The three amigos.
The three ticks.
The three ticks.
Three ticks.
Okay. You're so new you couldn't even remember your name.
That's
right? It, what do you guys do in Ireland besides playing music?
I'm a clockmaker.
What?
Clockmaker. A watchmaker and a clockmaker. That's where we come up with the title, The Three Ticks.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, so the title is appropriate. And how about yourself, Blackie?
I'm a shoemaker.
I'm sorry?
I'm a shoemaker.
Are you really?
By trade, yeah, cobbler.
Yeah,
Well, actually, I'll tell you one thing, business is really going really well because no one's getting new shoes anymore. They're all fixing the old ones.
So
I have a speedboat and things are going really well. Like,
I hope you don't mind me using a pun, but that's a business that should last.
Hopefully not, and I'll fix it.
Very good. And I'm an international spy. I can't tell you what I'm
Is there a lot of money in that?
Well, it depends.
No, it
depends
how you're
looking. Depends who you're spying on.
The more dangerous the mission, the more money there is. This is a very dangerous mission.
Okay. Are you guys playing somewhere tonight?
Or we're playing here. Actually, over there.
We're doing a concert here tonight.
Are you? Really? You're here playing here tonight?
Yeah, but later on over there.
Okay.
Not here, over there.
Okay. Yeah. So taking this corner.
We're playing the Blackthorn.
We should.
By the way, just mention that the Blackthorn is a fabulous place here.
Yes.
It's been a wonderful week here with this.
They've been amazing.
Great
Bob
place,
and Yvonne.
Great staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that a lot of the musicians are staying there.
A ton of it.
I see here that Cherish the Ladies are launching a CD here.
It's a lovely album.
Friday night, they're having the CD launch here. And also, on Friday night, they're having a tribute to Jimmy and Ann Kelly of Albany and the Catskills. That's here as well. So that's at, 4:30, 5:30 in the evening. And then at 10 to 12, it will be Cherish the Ladies. And, of course, anybody who is at all into Irish music knows that Joni Madden is the leader of Cherish the Ladies. Am I right in saying that?
You're correct.
I am, yeah. And Joni is quite an entertainer, and she certainly...
She's a rock star of Irish music.
Yeah.
Or Jimmy Page.
I've known her, Joni, for a long, 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 long time. We don't tell anybody how long, but I played at her 21st birthday.
That's wow. And she's 23 tonight.
And she doesn't want anybody to tell me when that was.
Very good.
If Martin Connolly's listening, tell him I said hello. It's Pete Mancuso.
Okay. Are you guys going to play any more for us, or any of you want to do solos, or what?
Blackie might do. Would you like to hear us still wearing pipes?
Yes,
I'd love to hear
you do a pipe number.
I'll have a cigarette.
Yeah? You want to do a pipe number for us?
No, should we do one together as a band?
Right. No, we'll do it together. Do as a band.
I'll come back and do one in a while.
Oh, yeah. This is going back to Ireland now.
It's
on the internet. They can listen to it over there.
Is it live or pre-recorded?
No, we're live now.
So we can't edit this.
I'm sorry?
We can't edit this.
No, you can't edit it.
How do I look? Where's hair and makeup?
You need to shave.
You have a face for radio.
No, this is live going on the internet, and as soon as we finish here, within an hour or two, Tom here, he's the expert with computers, it'll be on the internet forever. Forever. You can listen to it 24 hours a day whenever they want over an hour.
So when we get famous at the Three Ticks and the Supremes,
could you please edit out the part about the spy?
Pete's cover is blown. Okay.
So he was
undercover as a guitar player. Now he's been found out.
Tony, you're messing
with him. You want to give us a number there?
We'll play a tune. The tune is all Jones first. What do we do?
Pipes are very contrary with the tuning, especially in the American humidity. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. Must be the plough.
That's a lovely tune, yeah.
Is that it?
And what about the Shannon side after?
Thanks very much for having us.
Two reels. Speed the plow on the Shannon side.
Here you go. Good night from the Three Ticks.
Come on, guys, give them a big hand here. The three talks, right?
Three ticks.
Well, we'll have a bootleg album out tomorrow now that we have recorded. And we call it the Three Talks.
What's the play, Roy's son.
Thank you.
What tunes you play?
Thank you guys again. And don't forget you're on the internet now for the rest of your lives. Thanks. And we'll see you down in Brooklyn. This is getting better the longer we stay here. We have a lady out there who's going to play the harp for us. And we have a young man here who plays the tin whistle, and he's going to play for us. And he's come on over here. Pay no attention to that guy with the bag. come on over here. Tell us who you are. And I've known you for some time. Put your head, put those on. You'll hear me, and then I'll hear you. I've known you for some time. I didn't know you played the tin whistle. You didn't tell me.
Yeah. I've been playing the tin whistle about 5 or 6 years.
Okay. And are one of the guys going to play with you? Are you going solo?
I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll go as it is. What are you going to play for us?
I'll play two reels. The first is called The Maids of Mount Kisco, and it's followed by a reel called Lord.
And again, your name is?
Rob Pandel.
You're the grandson of the owner here?
One
of the, I don't know which is your father, Roy?
Roy is, yeah.
Roy is your father. And, okay, I think, okay. All right, so.
One in A minor and one in G. Okay. The G one, it's kind of funky. It has five parts.
I'm very cool. I'm very quiet.
Okay. You.
Not too loud.
Okay. You're going to help. You're going to. Yeah, okay. Off you go. Whenever you're ready.
A minor is.
Fantastic. I had no idea you could play so well. Wow. You never even told me. I mean, I know you were coming into the store, and I had no idea. I know you liked Irish music. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know you were a Handel.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. You know, because most times we're talking about Irish music, you were quite knowledgeable about it and recommend some groups that I should play and so on. Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And some night you got to come over to the studio and play for us as well, because now, you know, a couple hours ago we had all this time. Now we're running out of time.
All right, great.
We get more performers. So some night you come over to the studio and play for us as well, all right?
Right, definitely. Thanks.
Okay, we still have a lady down here who plays the harp. Can she move? Can the harp be moved from there over? Can the harp be moved closer to us? Because can you or either we're going to either bring the mic to her or the harp to us? And now we have so many people. At 7 o'clock we had nobody, and now we still have this man over here. Come over in the chair so as we'll be able to get to talk to you. And we're coming. In case you're wondering what's happening, we're coming to you live on Wednesday, July the 13th. We're live on. Are we ready for the lady on the harp?
She only wants to play if she's playing backup.
I'm sorry?
She wants to play if she's playing backup.
Oh, she's playing backup for this young man here?
She only wants to play if she's playing backup for somebody else.
Okay, all right. Well, we're running out of time. Can you give me this mic here so as we can talk to this young man? Here.
Hi, Tony.
Put on the headphones on you so as you'll be able to hear me. And I'll
yes.
Be able, how are you?
Fine, Tony. How are
you
doing?
You've been sitting there patiently for 2 hours now?
Well, about three and a half, but that's okay.
Okay. Tell us what you're going to do for us.
I guess I'm one of those new traditionalists.
Oh, okay.
Finbar Fury wrote a lovely poem. And it was about, he was trying to find words to go with the lonesome boatman, and he never quite could fit the words to the song. So,
whenever you want the CD player to give Tom a signal and tell them.
Okay.
Okay.
So he never got to the point where he could match the song and the, so what he would do was he would do the poem first and then he would play the music, and the music was The Lonesome Boatman. But the poem is absolutely out of this world.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I'd like to do it for you.
Okay.
Because this is real traditional stuff.
Okay.
A sight which nearly broke my heart, a tramp lay dying in a park.
CD on?
I knelt behind him to hear him speak, but the words he spoke, they were oh so weak. He told me a story of long since past, of his sailing ship with its long grey mast, of his captain's cap with its shining braid, and the wonderful voyages that he made. Silent Annie was his great ship's name. Like a token of love, he spoke her name. And as she sailed round the Horn I more than once, she cut through the waves like a sharpened lance. Believe me, he said, and his eyes filled with tears, like a drunk on a corner trying to remember his years. He reached out his hand, and I took it in mine. I believe you, I said, and he gave a sad smile. I remember the day when they towed her away. Her sides, they were sore from the sea's angered spray. They said she's unfit to sail out once more, and they towed her more inwards from her own sandy shore. And as they broke my Silent Annie, I watched with a sigh. I remembered her beauty when I was a boy. She was my one love, my life's only dream, when we sailed out together as captain and queen. It started to drizzle, and I felt my hand tight, and he squeezed even harder as he ended the fight. A crowd had gathered, and they watched with dismay as some ambulance men came, and they took him away. So I got to my feet, and I walked through that park. The sun, it was gone, but it wasn't quite dark. And my body was wet, for my clothes were not many, but my mind was aroused by his ship, Silent Annie. And I put this with the Myra. I actually wrote a song to go with it, but as you can hear, I'm quite hoarse at the moment. So we're going to put this song with it.
Are you singing that for us?
There's a song on the tape there.
You got it, Tom?
But that's tradition.
Tell us who you are.
I'm sorry, my name is Connor Cregan.
From?
Actually, I'm from Portumna, County Galway.
Oh, we can't all be perfect.
I am.
Out on the Myra, on warm afternoons, old men go fishing with black line and spoon. And if they catch nothing, they never complain. Oh, I wish I was with them again. As boys in their boats call the girls on the shore, these are the ones they really adore. And into the evening the courting begins. Oh, I wish I was with them again. Can you imagine a piece of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Marion's bridge and the pleasures it brings. And from the Myra, on some summer's nights, sweet be your dreams to your children's delight. And I'll lead you here, and my journey begins, for I'm going to be with them again. Can you imagine a piece of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Marion's bridge and the pleasures it brings. I'm going to be with them again.
You're tuned to radio station WGXE 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill and Hudson. My name is Tony Fallon. You've just heard a special program which we put on at the Blackthorn from 7 to 9 this evening. Thank you, Martin Galvin, for being with us and for helping us out.
More than welcome.
And thank you, all of the people who stayed here all night, giving us a cheer every so often. Thank you all. And Gene for playing and singing for us, and all the people who were out from Ireland and came on here. And thank you. Good night.
Excellent. Excellent. Good program. Good program. Well,
yeah.
It was all right. It warmed up into it.
Yeah. You know, so. Those guys.
Give me that CD out of there, please. Thank you. That, it might have started out slow, but it's still nice.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. We're trying to switch back to our Hudson studio. We're going to play an older version of the Shomer Show. Stay tuned to WGXC, your new community radio station, live from the Blackthorn Resort at East Durham right now. And trying to switch back. Tune in Thursday morning for Tell It Like It Is at 10 a.m. And Al Jazeera at 11 a.m., Al Jazeera English, international news.
Where the hell is the Cobra Verdano?
You're listening to WGXC. We're going to switch off in just a second here. As soon as I can get out of here. Oh, I'm all right. Thank you. Yes, I'm good. Thanks. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM for just a few more seconds. The Alan Skerritt show, Crossroads, will be in at noon tomorrow. Now we're off. Thank you. Isn't that a pleasure meeting you too?